In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. These words of praise were said by us to begin our worship today. They have been said by countless Christians who have come before us. They will be said by generations and generations of the faithful yet to be born. These words are a testimony to a deep truth. They are a bold statement about who Jesus Christ is. By these words, we bear witness that Jesus came to this world to teach love, mercy, and grace. His teachings and life were so radical and dangerous to the powers and evils of his day that when it could no longer be tolerated, they tried to silence him by putting him to death. But by these words, we bear witness that the love of Jesus Christ, the mercy of Jesus Christ, and the grace of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ himself is stronger than the power of death, that he is the true light of the world, and he will dispel the darkness and evil that stands against him. I think in many ways this declaration of truth, this proclaiming of the mighty act of God, is possible because of the faith of one woman. Our gospel reading today begins and ends with Mary Magdalene. She comes to the tomb of Jesus while it is still dark. Her grief has brought her there. It is so powerful that it brings her there, even in spite of the fear of being identified as a follower of Jesus and being arrested and possibly receiving his same fate. But she will not let fear keep her from mourning and paying her respects to the man she loved and believed in. Upon arriving, she is shocked and dismayed to discover that the tomb is empty. She runs to tell the other disciples, "They have taken his body, and I do not know where it is." This naturally sends the others running to investigate, and they discover things just as Mary reported them. The stone has been rolled back. The body is gone and the linens left in its place. All they can think is that someone has come and snatched up the body. The many times Jesus told them that he would rise from the tomb on the third day are nowhere in their minds. I imagine they must have been thinking and feeling, first they killed him, and now they have even taken his body from us, denying us the right to mourn him and to pay our respects to him. Mary, first brought to the tomb in her grief, remains there, weeping. There must have been such a sense of despair for her in that moment, such a sense of a loss of hope. It was not enough that they killed him. They have even stolen his remains, keeping him from the ones who loved him. But I believe that it was more than grief that first brought Mary to the tomb, and that it is more than grief that keeps her there even after the other disciples have fled. Faith brought her, and faith keeps her there. This abiding faith, reminding her that Jesus said he would rise from the grave, this faith in him that tells her that nothing can keep him separated from this world he loves so much. And in her faith, she sees him. Not a memory of him, not a ghostly spectral of him, not a hallucination of him. She sees him in the flesh, alive. Faithful as ever, Mary follows Jesus' words and runs to the other disciples. She shares with them what she has seen and what she has heard. "I have seen the Lord." That was the first Alleluia, Christ is risen. Those words, "I have seen the Lord," "Alleluia, Christ is risen," would echo throughout time and human history from that moment on. Those words would lead her and the other disciples to change human history and the world. Think about what one woman with those words on her lips and in her heart accomplished. Think about all that arose out of that moment. Soon word would spread and people's faith and belief in Jesus would be confirmed. His followers would begin spreading his gospel, not to Jewish people alone, but the entire world, breaking down social and cultural barriers that would have left these people isolated and separated from each other. Instead of the stranger, the outsider, people to be feared and despised, they now embrace as friends, as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. They begin reuniting the human family. I have seen the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Soon these people of faith would be confronted by the Roman Empire. Threats, trials, persecution. The followers of Jesus would undergo all of these and more. They would be put on public display and ordered to renounce their faith. They would be tortured and ordered to recant the gospel. They would be offered life if they denied what they knew to be true, and offered death if they continued to proclaim the truth they had found in Jesus. They did not waver. They did not falter. Their faith remained strong. I have seen the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. We here today have been brought under this roof because of the faith of those people, because one woman carried those words on her lips and in her heart. We have been blessed to hear them and to say them. Imagine what we can do when we leave here today if we carry these same words on our lips and in our hearts. Imagine what we can do for the world. The homeless sheltered, the hungry fed, the needy clothed, the sick comforted, the prisoner visited, the vulnerable protected. We have seen the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Imagine what can be done in your own life when you leave here today if you carry these words on your lips and in your heart. A wound healed, a wrong forgiven, a soul saved, broken relationships reconciled, a life lived in humility, a feeling of shame purged. I have seen the Lord. Alleluia. Christ is risen. I invite you to carry these words on your lips and in your hearts when you come forward to this altar, because indeed the Lord awaits you here, offering you the fruits of his life, his death, and his resurrection, offering you salvation and life in him. On a cross like this, the body of Jesus was broken, the blood of Jesus was spilt. But in that act, God's infinite love, God's infinite compassion, God's infinite power was revealed. Evil and death are exposed as just mere shadows. Life and light reign. We come to the altar because we know the tomb is empty. It is here that Christ is to be found. It is out in the world, with our lives lived in his name, that Jesus is to be found. I have seen the Lord. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Amen.